making the show, trying to find the spot. Show them kinsfolk just what I've got. Let's set the gear up and test the sound. Send the boys out to buy around. Strike up the band. It's all about when I make I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. I got my act together. We gotta get up and go. I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. And if I should fall flat on my face, just drink a few beers and shed a few tears, and it's on to the next game. Fun Mall in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Strike up the band, living my band. It's all about when I make I got my act together. Taking the show on the road. I got my act together. We gotta get up and go. I got my act together. We're taking the show on the road. I got my act together.
Key change.
We're taking the show on the road.
Thank you very much. We're the Captain and Schlamiel.
Mom always liked you best.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Did you ever slip down a water pipe, pipe down to the bottom of the water system? And there did you meet a little alligator who goes by the name of Alvin? If he did, he's mine. I lost him. I threw my Alvin down the water pipe, pipe down to the bottom of the water system, because he was getting too big for his britches. But now I'm getting lonely since he's gone. I miss him.
The Schlamiel, everybody.
also known as Jonathan. But Jonathan. I'm getting used to Schlamiel.
You've entered the Schlamiel zone.
Getting accustomed to the Schlamiel bit. You know?
The Schlamiel zone.
Oh, boy.
You'll never come back the same.
Oh, boy.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to the Captain and Schlamiel. They'll be in to chat a little bit. But in the meantime, here are some tones. We'll be right back.
just remember.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I can't breathe in the morning. I can't sleep in the night.
on the town with Mikey D. Throwing in some classic. Let's see, what do we have here?
The Dogmatics.
Okay. We have one mic. Do we have two mic? No, we do not.
Asleep.
Okay. That mic's asleep. And we have that one. All right. So
that's the live mic. Yeah.
Yeah, the live mics. Yes.
Let me move to Jonathan over here because he's the Schlemiel.
Yeah.
Yes.
In real time.
Switching places in
We're
real time.
We're switching places
yes.
in real time, folks.
Real time.
This is the magic of radio.
Oh yes, the magic
so
of live
magical.
Freeform radio.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
See the difference.
Ah, now. Yes, now you can hear yourself.
Now you can hear yourself.
Now!
All right. Now that we figured that out, all right. When did you come up with Captain and Schlemiel?
Well,
why not Schlemazel?
Well,
I'll tell you the difference if you want to know.
Well, I'm known as a captain.
Okay.
I've been performing as Captain Easy Chord for. Oh God! Since probably 2001,
the beginning of time.
Beginning,
yeah, since time immemorial.
Yes, since the beginning of the 21st century.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been playing out. I started out at the open mic scene with the acoustic set and stuff, and then later on I formed my first band, and then that kind of petered out. And then
you became huge in Japan.
Yeah, I became huge in Japan.
Okay.
Most things are huge in Japan, actually. Ever seen Jet? Well, never mind.
Yeah.
And then it spread to Scandinavia and Mars and Jupiter.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, to make a long story short, I've been playing in the rock scene for the last 7 or 8 years, I guess. So
nonstop. No breaks.
No breaks at all. Anyway.
No sleep, no food. He's just been playing endlessly, just going on and on and on to the point of sheer exhaustion.
Yes.
There we go.
Anyway, I've known Jonathan for on and off for a while and stuff, and then we finally got together a year and a half ago.
Was it a year and a half ago?
I'd say a year and a half ago.
A pandemic project.
Immediate
post-pandemic project. Yeah. So I mean, we both share a love of bubblegum music and other obscure weird music.
Grandma called it schlock.
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 So, we pooled our resources into the shared schlock and decided to form a musical project called
The Captain and Schlemiel.
Okay.
Which my dad hates the name of.
Yeah, you did mention that while you were performing.
He really hates it. I mean,
so,
he's
so
probably
going to
hear. How is
he getting around that?
It's like, he wants this, like, you got to call it something else. And it's like, I don't know, maybe the Velcro Overpass? I don't know. Just mulch.
That's actually not
mulch
a bad idea.
Mulch is a good name, you know. It's
Molt?
Mulch.
Yeah. Mulch?
M-U-L-C-H.
Yeah,
you know, like
that one's kind of punk.
Yeah, it's true.
And that doesn't really go with kind of the bubblegum tribute
Velcro Overpass.
Velcro Overpass sounds closer.
Close. Not quite in the
because
same.
Because that's still kind of punky. Velcro Overpass.
I will leave the band if they change the name.
Oh boy. I'm going to pass the mic over to Larry.
Well, we can yeah, there we go, in between, so just lean in.
But I have to tell you the difference between the Schlemiel and the Schlemazel.
Okay. Oh, yes!
And why it is called the Schlemiel.
Right, okay, go for it.
Because the Schlemiel spills the soup, and he spills it on the Schlemazel.
Wow.
So that is the difference.
I am enlightened.
I am darkened.
So the Schlemiel gets the soup spilled on him.
Spilled.
I mean, the Schlemazel gets
the soup spilled
on him by the Schlemiel. So the Schlemiel is kind of an upper cut.
You have to mop it up. I mean, you got to mop up all that stuff. You know, that soup.
Okay, I really want to make. Like double entendre jokes with this, but I just
go ahead. This is the magic of radio.
It's gonna get me kicked off the air and canceled
there,
on social media and all of that
stuff.
It's
a tsimis.
All right, I do not want to offend any. What are those words?
Go Yiddish? Ahead. Anybody of the Judaic Hebraic persuasion?
Yeah, anybody of the Judaic persuasion? Yeah. I do not
Yiddish
want to tick them off.
Yiddish is a wonderful language. It's so descriptive. My grandmother could curse you out 9 ways, and you would never know what she was saying.
I knew what she was saying. Well, no, I didn't. I'm lying. I'm sorry. Well,
he had some very descriptive terms for.
Mom always liked you best.
Like. Yeah.
Aww.
I grew up in the Merrimack Valley, and we have a colloquialism.
Miss Merrimack, Mac, all dressed in black, black with silver buttons all down her back. Thank you.
And I was ready for impromptu songs.
Yeah.
So
anyway, we had a colloquialism called Mingya, which is Italian for a male member, I guess. But it's used
I
as
have
a
never heard that.
Me neither.
If you're out, if you don't live in the Merrimack Valley, you have no idea. But everyone who lives up in the Merrimack Valley uses that.
Merrimack Valley.
Mingyur means
there are valley girls in the Merrimack Valley, though, aren't there?
Yeah. Well, there's Pleasant Valley in Methuen.
Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
There you go.
Anyway, yeah, it's a digression.
Charcoal burning
everywhere. I figured I'd make that digression into, you know, what if we're going into, like, bordering on...
You know what the opposite of a digression is?
bordering on offensive.
The opposite of a digression is a livegression.
Yeah.
Livegression. Oh, my God.
The magic of Schlemiel.
The magic of radio.
Seriously.
This is Tom's therapy. The other Tom.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a couple of silent partners on the opposite side of the console, which I cannot see because they're hiding behind monitors.
Yeah. We're being monitored.
You're being monitored. Well, I mean, this is your chance to break out into impromptu songs.
Okay, well, I'm Michelle Pierce. I'm the guitar player and harmonica player.
Excellent.
And rock on tour.
Rock on tour, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rock on tour. Yeah, got it. That works.
So, which one of you is playing with Kenny Highland in the Grand Tour of Cambridge?
Me and Larry.
Excellent. Yeah.
We play with Kenny Highland's Air Force.
Okay. Yeah. Kenny Highland's Air Force, in case anybody can't hear it, we're sharing mics between 5 people. And
this is why you
need to give at the next fundraiser.
6 people.
We are having a donation drive. Way to bring the donation drive into it.
Yeah.
And you could go to WMFO.org.
The phone lines are open.
We've got a dead RE20 here.
Give us your Scooby stack.
Asleep. It's asleep. It's not.
Next week
it's not. It's not dead. It's asleep.
Give us your Scooby stacks.
Scooby-Doo.
Okay. All right.
Not Scrappy-Doo, though.
All right. We will not be dealing with Scooby snacks here.
Okay.
No Scooby snacks.
Scrappy-Doo. You know, the little one.
Scrappy snacks, that's fine, but not Scooby
not
snacks.
Not Scooby snacks. Ah, yeah. Oh, chew. Okay.
Those are virgin Scooby snacks, by the way. They don't have anything in them.
Oh, yeah, that's what Scrappy snacks are.
Yeah,
virgin Scooby snacks.
Okay.
Scooby snacks. Gotta have some of them Scooby snacks. Eat 'em up. Yum, yum, yum. Scooby snacks down in my tum. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And et cetera, et cetera. And whatever the hell else you wanted.
There we go. You guys could have just gone back in the other room and started performing again.
I know.
we're kind of performing now. I mean,
there's instruments and stuff in the other room where you could just break out the chords and the drums and the piano. And
we don't. By the way, we don't play our own instruments. We've got we've got the Wrecking Crew playing. It's a big.
Like
it's just a. It's like the Archies.
Yeah, it's a scam.
It's a scam. It's. You know, we're just we're
the Wrecking Crew. Wrecking.
No wreck. Like
the Wrecking Crew, you know, like those L.A. guys, like Hal Blaine and Joe Osborne and Carole Kay and Tommy Tedesco.
They played on all those 60s and 70s classics.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
The Wrecking Crew.
But you couldn't fit all of them into Studio D over there.
No. Actually, I mean, when they were doing stuff for Phil Spector, I mean, they used a very small room.
It was like they were literally like on top of each other. Like, if you wonder why like those Phil Spector records have that huge sound to them, it's just like little, like a small number of mics in a small room with lots of musicians.
They really recorded them in the bathhouse at Revere Beach.
Okay.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. My dad really likes this one pizza place on Revere Beach. It's like, you know, really messy, like pizza that drips and just it's messy, you know. It's pizza that drips, you know.
He likes pizza that drips, but not schlemiel.
Dr. Pressman thinks that we are perfect. We don't need to rehearse anymore. Yeah. You don't need to rehearse at all.
You've been practicing in the living room, haven't you?
What do you think of that? The Kennedy handshake.
Just do it.
All right.
That's my dad.
So now that we've sufficiently ticked off Schlemiel's dad, which I'm just sure he's gonna just love when he texts Jonathan afterwards.
Yeah.
He kept saying Schlemiel, why?
He calls me at like 7 o'clock in the morning. It's like, you have an iPhone, you gotta look up this for me, you gotta look up that for me. I don't have a computer. I'm 88 years old. I'm sick. You know, it's
okay.
It's very, you know, he's got sort of like stock lines that he's constantly repeating.
Yeah, he came to see us at the Midway.
That's right.
And he was
absolutely
thrilled.
He enjoyed it.
Nice.
Like ear-splitting rock show at the Midway, and he was just
sitting. It was Schlemiel's birthday too.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that brings up to a proper question. When's the next show?
That's a good question.
Because Captain Easy Chord, which is, you know, my band minus Schlemiel, is doing a show in Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Vaughn Mall.
May 20th. Yep. Outdoors.
Show.
Outdoor show on May 20th. Okay.
Yeah. And then a show at, I don't know. It's not quite ironclad yet, but June 4th at the Worthen Attic in Lowell, Captain Easy Chord is playing. We're going to work on another Captain and Schlemiel show. I'm sure.
Okay.
In the Merrimack Valley.
in the Merrimack Valley.
I'm getting my teeth cleaned on the 17th, by the way.
Okay.
We're trying for a Brooklyn.
So does that mean you'll be coming down from the nitrous?
I've been avoiding it. I've just been like, you know, it's like literally like a dentist told me like years ago. It's like, you need some work done there. And it's like, well, you know.
We've got a couple other way down the road Captain Easy Chord.
Yes, we got one in August 20th at the Mess Around show at the Plow and Stars.
Okay.
Plow and Stars.
And then the September 15th, I believe, we're playing at Square Root Carnegie Hall.
A small
Square
venue.
Carnegie Hall. September 20th.
To get there.
September 20th at the Silhouette Lounge.
Okay. Well, that's quite far.
Yeah.
In advance.
Yeah.
You remember this. You're not like reading off a prompt. No, you're not reading off a sheet.
No,
or
I'm not reading off.
Not reading off a
prompt. I'm not.
We're trying to get a show in Brooklyn. Shamil's brother Doug lives there, and he's booked Butterscotch, which is
numerous times.
Yes,
that's actually I didn't even say like I'm Jonathan the Schlemiel, and my normal band, or well, not that normal, but my normal band is Butterscotch, who's you folks out there may or may not have heard of, more likely not.
No.
You know Butterscotch.
Butterscotch is in pretty steady rotation here at On the Town with Mikey Dale.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I need some royalties, too, from BMI or ASCAP or whatever the heck that place is.
I did get an alert while you were playing. You know, Bubblegum Man finally went chipwood.
Wow.
Yes.
Went through a chipper.
Yes, went through chipwood.
So a chocolate chipper.
So it's just beyond plywood, and now it's chipwood.
So you're quite chipper about it.
That's right. That's right. But it's
sold that 14th copy.
Yep.
He's going to get that
check in 6 months for 7 cents.
Yeah. I'm going to go.
Thank you, Spotify.
As my friend Meg would say, you know, like, I could, with 7 cents, I can go out and buy something pretty. Just, you know, it's, I could go on, but I won't. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't know. She's probably listening to this, like, as we speak, and she's like,
yeah, at the Marriott in North Woburn.
At the Marriott in North Woburn. Anyway.
There's people on the ceiling watching.
There's people. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody actually took the time to, like, put, like, artwork on the ceiling.
Yes, there are artwork on the ceiling tiles here in the main studio.
And, you can't see them on the radio, but believe me, there are. Oh, yeah. There's stuff written on the ceiling.
I thought it was Beavis and
Butthead. It's no lie. We're not making this up to be funny. No way.
No,
there's stuff on the ceiling.
I mean, there is something that I can say, and one of the tiles says public milk.
is that opposed to private milk?
I guess
for us geriatric people, mind over bladder.
Mind over
is it homogenized?
Bladder.
Is it homogenized, pasteurized, and
yeah, mind over bladder. Wow. That, there's that one.
Let's see.
There's
beast
quite
guy.
A few.
Bee slap guy.
Bee slap guy, la da 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 da. Bee slap guy, la da 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 da. Bee slap guy, la da 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 da. Bee slap guy, la da 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 da. Bee slap guy, la da 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 da. Bee slap guy, la da 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 da. La 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 la. Thank you.
There we go.
That's our second set.
It's just like that, those.
There's the second set.
This is true.
All right. So,
can we go back? If people want to come down on May 20th to see Captain Easy Chord, it's great place in the center of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Lots that has an deals. Has an outdoor kind of patio in this little area off the main street. It's free.
Cool. It's a freebie.
So, nice.
And there'll be three acts there, and we will be the
session musicians.
The later one.
The wrecking crew.
You'll be the wrecking crew.
But Captain Easy Chord will be there.
All right.
You'll definitely know when the next, like, Captain and Shlemiel.
You'll love it so much you'll plot.
You'll plot. My step grandfather once said, like, he was drinking some Manischewitz, and he like announced to the whole table, "Now I am high." I have no idea what that has to do with anything.
No, it doesn't.
But it doesn't.
Has
but
nothing.
You know, it's non sequitur. It's
nothing.
This is non sequitur radio, folks. Let me tell you, non sequitur radio. Ooh. Hey.
Well, you know,
we gotta isolate that and use that. That's we gotta right. use that. All in sight, we're on radio.
We got booking agents and talent scouts listening right now, and I think the phones are gonna be ringing
running,
off the
running away, from, yes. running away, screaming with their hands over their ears.
Yeah. we'll get bookings in no time.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Easy Chord.
Yes.
Portsmouth. May 20th.
Correct.
Yeah. Excellent. How can people reach you?
How can people reach us?
Telegraph. Yes.
Facebook.
The good old-fashioned way.
The Captain Shlemiel or Easy Chord?
Easy Chord.
Easy Chord. Yeah.
We're working on Shlemiel. I'm working on Bandcamp, which is supposed to be the
Oh, yes. We love the Bandcamp here at On the Town.
Yeah. So, I'm working on that. I have a Reverb Nation account, which is old as heck.
Yeah.
It's,
that's pretty old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reverb Nation? Yeah.
Yeah. It's who uses it now?
Reverb Nation.
They don't need the plug.
Oh, well, I take that back.
Oh.
All my stuff's on Bandcamp, too.
There you go. Yeah. Cool. And what is your stuff?
Yeah.
Now's the time to plug.
Larry Newman. Yeah, all of my solo stuff is on there. Yeah. Yeah. So.
And what about the silent pair behind the monitors?
I'm recording an album, so it's album. I'm working
album.
On a whole album. Yeah, I don't know when it'll be out.
He's recording Pablum.
It'll be out sometime.
Mixing.
recordings that are how many years old?
They're over 30 years old. Comes. It sounds good, though. Sounds really good. I'm
did you say you're recording?
Excited.
You're recording Pablum?
Yes.
Hey, that should be the new. That should be an alternate name for the band Pablum.
Now you see that actually works. Yeah. That actually works.
But would that be a pablum if we did that?
No, I don't think it would be a pablum.
It won't be a...
Yeah.
Nah.
There's lots of... There are problems in this time.
Yeah,
these times,
I don't think there will be a pablum.
Ooh, none
that.
Of them are mine.
No.
All right. I will let you all break down your stuff.
Literally.
Yes. Break down the stuff.
We're having a breakdown
now.
We're the only band that eats their instruments at the end of a set.
Yeah. There's a reason to go to a Captain Schlemiel show.
Yeah.
They're gonna dine on those 88 keys.
That's right.
And crunchy cymbals.
There's chocolate underneath that brass foil.
Yeah. I'll leave you guys with this thought. You ever seen those things on Facebook, like what things that are all cake? You know, like there's like a basketball,
yeah,
and
like
they
those
slice
cake
it.
Or, fake or cake things.
Fake or cake things, yeah.
Nice.
I have no idea why I brought that up. It was the first thing that came to mind. So
yeah. Anyway. Well, I mean, eating instruments, it can be cake.
That's right.
Cakey. Thank all you guys.
Right. You're
thank
welcome.
You, Captain Schlemiel.
Thank you. We yay! Had fun. Yes. We had joy. We had fun. We had
seasons
in
the
sun. But the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time.
Boom, 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 boom.
There you go. Excellent. All right. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let's get into some musics. Here's some Butterscotch.
No need to be worried, we'll be back again
day. We're flying around the stars, past Jupiter and Mars. Wherever we may wander, the universe is ours. And we're flying around the stars. We're finding who we are.
It's all right. it's all right. It's all right, baby. It's not too late. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay, baby. It's only a scrape.
It's driving me, it's driving me.
each moment I'll spend alone with you. It feels so much sweeter, but now I know fiction from truth. You are a defeater, oh no. You are a defeater. You are a defeater, oh no. You are a defeater. You are a defeater, oh no. A defeater is a type of boy with the handsome face that feels no joy. 'Cause you can look in his eyes, but be aware he's no prize. Who might feel good in his arms? Keep away, don't be charmed. He'll make you into a mess, stab you in the chest. 'Cause he's a deceiver. Don't be a believer. He thinks with his Peter. Oh, what a creature. Oh no. But he's your defeater. He's your defeater. Oh no. But he's your defeater. He's your defeater. Who makes a lot of mistakes and gets a lot of ideas, won't show emotions or self-control. He's just a cheater on the repeater. He thinks with his Peter. Sure, oh no, but he's your defeater. He's your defeater, oh no. He's your defeater. He's your defeater, oh no. He's your defeater. He's your defeater.
WMFO, that is Only Child with Defeater. Before that was Ram Pikes with Mr. Pepper. Both there and Perfect Trainwreck with Trials. Scott Damgard with Galaxies Away. And I started that block off with Some Butter, Scott, and All My Fault. Yes, that brings a close to this edition of On the Town with Mikey D. But fear not, next week Lils will be here and Key of Caustic is playing. It's going to be a great show, and there may be some more stuff going on next week with Lils. So keep your ears peeled for three more hours of Boston and New England music, live music, recorded music, great music. Yes. So I'm going to close everything out with the very latest from Cold Expectations. This is Two Blueberries. The album's called Static Reactions. See you next time, 91.5 WMFU.
Two blueberries on the floor, like two universes, dark and deep and flawed. Two universes lying on
on the floor. Two eggs scrambled in a bowl. That's every morning. I watch the sunrise by the stove. Alone, but not lonely. Lonely, but not alone. Country smile, my thousand mile blush. And I can't relax in this headwind rush. So I'll paint the colors. Unwrite the songs. Unglue the corners. Unplug the stars. Unpaint the colors. Unwrite the songs. I've loved you for very long.